Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ronald Cisneros opens his account with Atlanta United.
It's a game day in the A.
And Carl and Randy are live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium for all the pregame hype.
Heck yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
At Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it is Carl Dukes, Randy McMichael, and our man, Jason Longshore.
Hey,
what's up?
Analyst for Atlanta United out here with us. We are literally, guys, right across from the Hawk, the Falcon, and we're at gate two, right at the entrance. So
how could you
us,
not tell us that's a Falcon or a Hawk? Well, I keep looking at it. Of course it's a Falcon.
I mean, it's got the plaque underneath that says the Falcon.
Yes, Jason, I understand that. But if you take it away and you put Hulk right there, Hulk.
Yeah, you
would not. That'd be over there.
Go somewhere, Jason.
That'd be back there. The arena's over there.
And Jason is right. It does have.
It does say the Falcon.
But you're right. If it didn't, it could be a hawk.
It could.
It wouldn't be an owl, though. It'd be a hawk.
No, definitely not an owl. Maybe an angry eagle or something.
All right. Speaking of being angry, I know a lot of United fans, Jason, are angry, and it's no one's fault, but they're angry with what's happened to our club. You've got these injuries we're dealing with, and before we talk about the revolution and what to expect today, this is just kind of where we are. And you know, we're getting stuff from fans, and I know you do. How do we overcome this? What are they going to do? Is Darren or Carlos going to do something? And I think right now, aren't we kind of just in a wait-and-see mode as to how to deal with all of this?
Yeah, you just got to survive right now. I mean, you've lost. Let's work through a normal starting lineup. You've lost for a while your forward. In the spine of the team, you've lost your forward. You've lost a central midfielder in Osvaldo Alonso, who was starting early because of Sosa's recovery from injury. Sosa is back, but Alonso was going to play a big role. You've lost Miles Robinson, starting center back.
Yes.
You've lost Brad Guzan, starting goalkeeper. That's the spine of the team.
Correct.
It's gone right now. So you got a deal. And it's a long season, and we know how an MLS season flows. If you're a soccer fan, I think we sometimes get hung up on like what's going on in the Premier League right now, where it's the regular season, every game counts the same. Look, in a playoff format, we know, yes, they count the same for points, but you want to be hot at the end. So you got to get healthy. You got to get what you can right now, and you got to have people step up. And that's what we're starting to see slowly. Ronaldo Cisneros stepped up last week.
He needs
to continue to do it. Franco Ibarra and Mateus Osechu in that midfield, stepping up for Osvaldo Alonso. Got to get it at center back. I thought Alex DeJohn came on last week and played really well. You're asking a lot out of him right now with a lot of minutes because these guys played 120 on Wednesday in Nashville.
Were you concerned about that real quick, the minutes?
Yes.
There's nothing you can do, but yeah. I mean, you have to be because your two center backs, Alan Franco and Alex DeJohn, played 120 in that game.
Right.
It was hot. It was humid. That's going to take something out of you. And we've seen some of the teams that played 120 in midweek struggle this weekend because it's just you're tired. So you're going to have to maybe go to the bench earlier today, maybe have to rotate that lineup a little bit. It's really tough for Gonzalo Pineda right now because he's had no consistency in lineups because of the injuries. He hasn't been able to build chemistry in certain parts of the field, and it feels like every week somebody new gets hurt.
Where is the biggest part from what you're watching? Because I just watch it to watch it, but yep. you know the tactics. Where are the missing parts? Where is it hurting the team the most, offensively or defensively?
Initially, it was offensively because you weren't able to get Moreno, Almada, Araujo on the field together and training together. Now you've started to get that, and look, you're seeing goals happen now because those guys, once they get some time together, figure out tendencies. Smart players talented players. They're going to make it work. But now you have to look at it defensively, and I think where you're looking at it is on these set-piece situations where, you know, it's not even at this point the direct set-piece that's the issue. It's the recycled one.
Right.
And that's where communication is a big deal because you're out of shape, you're defending a set-piece, you're not in your normal formation. But when the other team keeps the ball in the attacking zone, you've got to get reset or you've got to adjust. And that's where you're missing Brad Kazan's voice, you're missing Miles Robinson's voice, and you've got to have others take up that vocal communication leadership right now.
Just real quick, and we hadn't talked about it, but Miles, he had surgery already?
He has had the surgery,
okay.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So it's just now about recovery. Everybody's different, but what are we talking about?
Yeah, Jason? That's the thing. We don't know, and we probably won't know for a little bit. You look at some guys who take up to a year. You look at some guys like Cam Akers who 4.5 months.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
That's unreal.
You just don't know. Like, that surgery's changed so much over the years. It used to be where you were in a cast for a long period of time. Then you're dealing with muscle atrophy, and it takes so much longer. Now you're not in a cast very long, and it's just really down to his body. And how quick he gets back.
I think we talked last week. I wanted to get your perspective on it. His future, as far as, you know, where he is at his age and all those different things and the possibility. Because MLS is fine. He has a good time. But you know where everybody wants to go, Jay, to go play soccer. And
that's changing a little. It is, especially, I think, for defenders because the money has changed so much. You know, in the past, you went to Europe for money and for the acclaim.
Right.
But if you're a starting center back in MLS, and Walker Zimmerman, you know, just got a big deal to be a center back in this league, he's getting paid nicely. So that part's changed.
Right.
If the right club came for Miles Robinson, absolutely you got to take it. If you get a chance to go to one of the big boys in the world.
Right.
But now we just don't know. Until he gets back, we just really don't know. Now, the crazy good element of this is you've got three guys in that training ground who are all dealing with Achilles injuries. And one of them is Brad Kazan, and you guys know Brad. Brad is going to be on Miles about all the things that he needs to be on. When Miles gets down, because we all do in the situation, Brad's going to lift him up, and Brad's going to push him to get back as fast as he can and to get that career back on track. So in a crazy way, that's actually a good thing that it helps Miles.
I agree, because and Randy, I don't know about your injury history, but going through injuries,
it's lonely.
Yeah,
it is a lonely not being around the team. I mean, hey, in the training room ain't the same as being in that locker room and all those different things. And Jake, to today's match, Revolution. I remember last year, I was like, damn, they that good? Now I'm saying to myself, damn, they that bad? I mean, what do you see from this squad? And I was talking to Carl because, I mean, they're giving up, like, I thought I read 18 goals up and something like that. Do you see this as being a shootout today?
It could be, and they've been scoring goals lately right now. Carlos Hill is one of the best players in the league. You're talking about somebody who was at Aston Villa, Valencia, just one of the best players in this league. He can score for himself. He can create chances. Adam Buxa has scored in four straight games, all with his head. So you got to deal with the crosses. Again, you're losing a center back, so you're going to have somebody like Alex DeJohn, who is really good in the air. He's not miles where he can jump out of the building, but he's aggressive. He's decisive. He won all the aerial duels last week. He's going to have to do that against one of the best forwards in the league this week.
Jason Longshore, our guest, guys. Carl Dukes, Randy McMichael. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as we get ready for Atlanta United. Their match today against the Revolution. Revolution held on to a 3-3 draw right against Columbus Crew. So what's been their fundamental issue? What's been their problem?
They've had some injuries to deal with. Matt Turner missed a lot of the beginning of the season, and that's your best goalkeeper and a guy who, when you look back at last year, and Randy's right here, when you look at New England last year, you're like, are they this good? Well, when you have a goalkeeper who is making those results turn for you, sometimes you just get that out of a goalkeeper. They get on a hot streak. You're winning games. You're getting draws. Maybe you shouldn't be. Well, you lose that goalkeeper for a while, and you come back to the mean. So that's changed now. He's back. But they've missed some of that early on, and they had CONCACAF Champions League as well early. So you had a little bit of a distraction. They had an epic failure in Mexico where they blew a 3-goal lead going into that second leg. That affects you emotionally too. They've come around the corner on that, but they're still not firing in all cylinders. I think they've got to change their shape a little bit. They changed it last year, and they haven't won back-to-back games in MLS since last September.
That's a long time.
For a team that good.
Yes, exactly.
That set a record in points last year. They haven't won back-to-back since last September.
Jay, where's help coming? Because me and Carl, because, you know, the transfer window. Remember, actually, last week, they couldn't get a roster spot for Miles Robinson. Where do you think the help is coming?
Well, it's going to come in July. July 7 is when the window opens. Okay. So it can't come until that
point. Do you see them being active in that, though?
I think you have to be. But the problem is, and this is the nature of MLS rules, and honestly, I mean, it's any league with a salary cap. You don't get like-for-like help. So, you know, you lose somebody, that cap hit's still that cap hit.
Right.
So you don't have a bunch of cap space. So you're going to have to get creative. Maybe it's somebody on loan.
Can I ask you, what is that number? Do we know what the number is?
No, we don't. And that's the one thing about MLS that frustrates me to no end, because we have that conversation. You guys break it down so well when we talk about the Falcons. And they can go do X, Y, and Z because you know roughly how much money to work with.
Right.
Same with the Hawks. We don't have that, and we don't know. And that's an MLS thing.
But it is limited, though.
It is
limited.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Limited, because this is a team that built a really strong roster. So you don't do that on the cheap. So you flexed a lot to build the roster you did. When you lose pieces, you don't have a lot of backup cap room. Now you get a little bit of help, and they ended up trading Jake Mulroney, which got them a little more help. But what can they do? I think you have to get creative. I think you're looking for loans. I think you're looking for those relationships. And look, Darren Eales has got those relationships. Carlos Bocanegra's got those relationships. They're going to have to go and get some help from some clubs and some people out there that they know. Now, is that going to be a top starter national team player? Probably not. You're not going to get that kind of help. But you got to get some help, either a veteran who needs a change of scenery or a young guy on the rise that you think can break out here because of the playing time they'd get.
What about our young guys?
Yeah.
Well, they're coming too. And Noah Cobb is one who is on a twos contract right now. He's going to be on the first team next year. But you might see him over the span of time where the schedule gets a little bit crowded because he can play a couple of games on that second team deal. That's another thing that Frank DeBoer talked about it. I've been banging that drum for a long time. You need to have more flexibility to bring your academy kids up to play in these games. If they're not going to college and you're worried about college eligibility, that doesn't matter here. If they're not going and they're willing to give up the college eligibility, they should be able to play in these games. You develop that talent, you should be able to use it.
Cisneros is a guy that's on loan for us, right?
He's on loan, and I think he'll be extended after what we've seen so far. He's been a really good fit. And one of the big things out of Nashville that I think is big today is the press. Now, you're still trying to build that chemistry, and you're going to have some turnovers from time to time. But go back and watch how many turnovers you forced Nashville into on Wednesday. You need to do that against the New England Revolution because they're not as good building out of the back. Araujo, great in those moments. We know his motor, like going to get the ball back. Almada's very good in those moments. Moreno, Cisneros is excellent in those moments. And that's where he gets going, where you know sometimes to get going as an attacker, it's not getting that goal-scoring opportunity straight away. It's making a steal. It's making a tackle. It's forcing a turnover. And then you get a better opportunity on the other side.
Where are they going as far as, you know, trying to – because I'm with you on the – because I didn't know this whole college thing. Because if they do come and play with the big club, they can't go to school? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, you got to sign them to a pro deal before they can play here. Even if you sign them to a twos deal, they have to be on a pro contract to play in MLS.
I got you. Because I'm still looking for my boy Jackson, man. That's my guy, man.
Jackson's on an MLS deal. Jackson's got to earn that time. And Cisneros is earning it.
He's earning. Okay, so because we always message about Jackson. So is he? But you said he needs to play.
He does. And that's the tricky thing about where he is, because right now Cisneros is the guy with the first team, I think, and Dwyer is the backup. It doesn't do Conway any good to be on the bench not playing when he could play for the twos that same day. He needs to be playing games, but he's got to earn it on the training pitch in Marietta. That's where. He's got to flip that script. And he also has to dominate in the USL.
Is he doing that?
He's not been bad. He's definitely improved in some of the areas of his game that I thought needed it.
Right.
But it's not translating to the goals that it needs to translate to right now. And Cisneros is scoring. He's the hot hand. He's going to play. Jackson's got to score goals with Atlanta United, too.
How long does that loan usually last, Jay? Because you say he's on loan, they're going to extend
it. The Cisneros one?
Yes, how long does that usually last?
So it depends. They did a six-month deal with him with the opportunity to extend for the rest of the year.
Okay.
I would assume they're going to extend that for the rest of the year. And then you make a decision at the end of the year, but you're going to know more of Joseph's situation by then, too. So that plays into it. And that's the other tricky thing when you're talking about Miles. You're not looking for a long-term replacement at center back.
No, he's your guy.
Yeah, he's your guy.
Right.
But you got to get somebody in the short term. And that's not always easy to do.
Keys today, Jason, as we talk about the Revolution, what's it going to take for us to get some points here?
I think the press is key. I think the press and disrupting the Revolution is very key. I think preventing service to Carlos Heel is very important. Don't let him get on the ball. That's always been the approach that I like against playmakers is – you're not going to prevent them from being good, but don't let them get on the ball.
Right.
That's you shut that service down. And you got to fight. I mean, honestly, when you're talking about a team that leads the league in crosses, leads the league in headed shots, you've got Buxo so good in the air, you've got to win those fights, those 1v1 fights in the defensive third. They got to win that. Franco and Dijon, if that's the starting duo, if Campbell gets more time, they've got to be big and they've got to be aggressive in this one.
Make sure you listen, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore, along with our man Mike Conti. Have a great call. Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax-
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.